This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course. How can I help?
My husband and I are trying to get pregnant, and I'm just curious if you have any recommendations. Particularly, I've heard you mention soy, which I do eat a lot of. So not a lot, but probably every other day.
Okay.
And I'm just curious as to what else I should be eating or not eating.
Well, let's talk about the whole picture. How long have you guys been? Have you guys been trying for a long time to get pregnant and it's just not happening? Or
No, we haven't. We've been trying for a couple of months, so I'm not, like, particularly concerned. I just want to make sure I'm doing what I can.
You want to have the best environment.
Right.
Right. I got it. Now, what is he doing? Is he doing anything extra or with him? Is he focusing on anything for himself as far as getting helping get pregnant?
No, that we've talked about.
All right, well, let me just kind of paint the picture for what needs to happen, all right? For both of you, for you, I mean, obviously both of you need to be eating very well because the food you're putting inside your body right now is going to, for him, help the sperm count. It's also going to help with everything as far as the sexual organs go. And for testosterone levels, for motility, all those kind of things need to happen. Tribulus is a really good herb to take, and maca root. Both of those are really good to take while you're trying to get pregnant. Or both of you, and zinc, all three of those. Zinc is one of the number one minerals that we need as guys, so that's going to play a big role. So if he can do those three things and keep his healthy fats, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, and all that, up to about 25 to 30% of his diet, those are some real keys for him, and that'll help him. Now, for you, of course, eating is key. You want to keep I definitely want to get off of soy. That's a given, okay, because that throws your hormone levels off. It can throw your estrogen, your progesterone off. All of that can become kind of a big challenge. So you definitely want to do that. If you want to do any kind of soy milk, you want to go with more goat's milk and also coconut milk. But as far as getting like meat, fish, eggs, red meat, all of that stuff is great for you. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I have tons of foods that are good for you. I talk about how there are foods that bring health to your body and foods that will take health out of your body. And obviously you want to make sure you're putting the right kind of stuff in. And there's a whole list in there. So it's called Empowering Your Health. You can get it at any bookstore. So I would get started on that. And that's the diet really I would put or encourage both of you to follow. Cod liver oil is going to be important because you're going to get plenty of the omega-3 fats. It's good for hormones. It's good for skin, hair, nails. It's good for regenerating tissue. It's just good all the way around. Vitamin D, important for both of you as well. Vitamin D is actually not a vitamin. It's actually a hormone. And you want to make sure you keep those numbers on your blood test between about 70 and 90. That's going to be important. Stay on top of keeping regular with, of course, with activity with you guys. I mean, I know that's not a big issue, but the frequency, they found that by not having sex every single day, you're going to increase your chances of getting pregnant. And the reason for that there's a lot of them. It would take me 30 minutes to talk about it. But just know that if you could, like every other day or every 2 days while you're going through that time period, it really is going to put you in a better place. If you're really going for it and want to make it happen, those are some of the best things you can do as far as the timing goes. But your health overall But just putting the right kind of foods in, I mean, you guys sound like you're young. You sound like you've got, you're in a good place. Then, you know, it'll happen. And that's the one thing. And it's funny because with people that I talk to all the time, with colleagues of mine, and even my own self with my wife, it's one of those, it's funny because when you stop thinking that you want to get pregnant, or when you just say, oh, you know, it's just let it happen. That's when it happens. And that sounds like an old wives' tale, but it really is true. I think it's because the body gets relaxed, the mind gets off of it, and, you know, but you want to do everything you can. And so keeping your body to be able to produce good, new, healthy cells every single day, keeping your hormone levels at optimal function, and creating the right environment, stress-free environment for both of you is really going to be the best. So soy products, come off of them, everything else, just follow a lot of the principles that are in my book, Empowering Your Health. And really, it's KISS. It's keep it simple, silly. Talk to you soon. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, you name it, and we'll talk about it. Because regardless of what you're dealing with, it's important. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's what we want to help you do here on this show, to be a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion for you, for whatever you're going through. You're going through a divorce, you're going through a tough time, or you've been diagnosed with heart disease or arthritis and you need someone to talk to. That's what we're here for. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Oh, let's go to James. Hi, James. Welcome.
Yes, good evening.
Evening.
I want to ask a question because I'm kind of, you know, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. I heard a couple of days ago that you mentioned about vitamin E.
Okay.
And lower it, can thin out your blood.
Right.
Yeah, because I've been on vitamin E because, you know, I have a problem with my blood pressure, but I've also been taking aspirin with it also.
Now, did your doctor tell you to take vitamin E with aspirin, or is that something you've been doing?
That's something I've been doing.
You want to be real careful with doing that, just because...
I'm not doing it together, though, but I'm doing it... You know, I'm like taking, like it's been 2-3 hours. It's not exactly at the same time. It's like, you know, a couple hours apart.
Yeah, you want to be real careful with that. I don't know that I could even encourage you to go down that path. What you want to do is you want to talk to your primary care physician, and I would go have a CBC done, which is a complete blood count. It's the most basic test that's run in blood work. See where the platelets are, see what your numbers are, and then talk to your doctor about it. I think they're going to discourage you from taking vitamin E with aspirin on a regular basis. Even if you don't take it together at the same time, if you're taking it in the same day and on a regular basis, you have to be very careful with something like that. So I would be careful with that. And you only need vitamin E for several reasons. If your platelets are a little bit on the higher end of the range, then vitamin E can definitely help. So it has great properties for helping the body lower LDL, that's the bad cholesterol, and prevent arterial plaquing. So it's a real good help in that area. But again, you want to be real careful. If you got anything going on with your heart, you know, keep you posted with everything that's going on. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Samantha, Los Angeles, California. She writes in an email. She said, I've been struggling with headaches. I get them on the left side over my eye. What would be the cause? Well, cause with these kind of headaches, typically, especially if they're migraines, then over the left eye typically is a zinc deficiency. Zinc's a mineral, and people use it up a lot when they're under a lot of stress. So if you've been really stressed out, you're constantly getting headaches over the left eye, look at using zinc. See if that helps. If not, you might want to get some tests further with your physician.
Help!
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God Said, Man Said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God Said, Man Said.com. Sex Superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God Said, Man Said.com. Y Chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Sure, how can I help?
Well, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's, I guess, a fairly mild case, but I don't have any joint damage or anything, but I do have kind of severe pain unless I'm taking methotrexate.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me to take that. I would rather do something more holistic, and I was just wondering if you had some kind of a regimen you would recommend.
So your doctor, are they pretty much telling you that methotrexate's all they can give you and that's just kind of the end of the road?
Pretty much.
And just hope for the best, right?
And say that again?
And just hope for the best, that's what they're telling you?
Yeah, just keep the swelling and at bay so that I don't have any damage and just stick with the methotrexate.
All right. Two things are happening. Now, you've got autoimmune, right? You understand that whole process, right?
Right.
So the body's attacking itself. It thinks that there's something wrong with the joints, so the immune system continues to attack it. Well, that's a whole different animal within itself. Then you've got arthritis, which is an itis. Remember, an itis is inflammation. So whenever you've got inflammation in the body, then you have to get the body to reduce inflammation. That's always the goal. So reducing inflammation in the body is so important, and that's going to be based first and foremost by what you're putting in your body every day, the foods. Okay?
Okay.
So you want to put the right kind of foods in the body, and that's the key. So anti-inflammatory diet is what I would recommend always, and that's the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at any bookstore. You get a copy of that.
Okay.
Start following the anti-inflammatory diet to a T, at least for 8 weeks. See how your body responds. And then dealing with the autoimmune part, let's talk about that for a second. Because autoimmune it's got a strong genetic component to it. We all know that. But here's the deal. It's one of those things where once the light switch is turned on, you can't really turn it off. Okay? But if the light switch happens to have a dimmer on it, a dimmer switch, you know, you get the little piece on the side and you can push it all the way down to where the light is still on in the room, but you can barely see it. It makes it so dim that it's almost dark. That's what you can do with autoimmune disease. It's possible to get autoimmune and begin to just kind of settle down and not be so flared up as it was. That's when the joint pain goes down. That's when the achiness goes down. And that's when you can start living life again, maybe with a little bit of the symptoms, but not with what you had. And so figuring out which one of the T helper cells are involved within the autoimmune situation that you're dealing with, that's the real key. So you got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. And figuring out between the two is going to be the challenge. Now, there's what we call a T-test. It's a little at-home test that we've developed. And it's pretty simple. You use echinacea tea, which stimulates the immune response. And then you use green tea. Okay? Both of those work great. You do 5 cups for 5 days. 5 cups a day for 5 days of each. And so, for example, you'll just get green tea, brew some tea bags, and you'll drink 5 cups of it for 5 days. You're either going to feel really, really good or really bad. And that's, obviously, if you start feeling really bad, you need to stop and you need to make a note of which one that is. And if you want to shoot an email, you can shoot that to us or just go talk to your primary care physician. But if it's the echinacea tea, then you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're dealing with actually the immune system. Okay? And if it's the T2 helper cells, you know it's more of an inflammatory response. And that the green tea, if the green tea makes you feel good, then you know it's more of the T2 helper cells. And if the echinacea tea does, then it's more of the T1. And that really, it really helps make a difference, because the doctor, if you go talk to them, there are certain things they can do to help. If they know anything about more of the natural and alternative side of things, they can help you kind of come up with a game plan to keep that dimmer switch on. And that's the real key, because you're in a good place right now. I mean, you don't have any disfiguration of the joints. You don't have any massive inflammation going on with the joints. And you're in a place where you can really kind of tighten it down a little bit and figure that out before 10, 15 years go by and you get into a pickle. And, of course, again, you may have to be on some form of medication. But if you don't have to be on methotrexate at a high dose for a long time or a long period of time, that's always going to be the goal. So that's what I would encourage you to do as you go through this process. But, you know, eating is going to be the key. I mean, your diet is always the key. Apple cider vinegar, great to take with meals. It cuts down on inflammation from your the breakdown of proteins from your food. And then also cod liver oil, your omega-3 fatty acids. And go for vitamin D2. Get a blood test done. With rheumatoid arthritis, you always, always, always want to keep your vitamin D levels at a really good place, between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nate. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years, I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the test, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine and they do a urine test.
Right.
And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. And at the time I got the feeling they anticipated that if we did a biopsy, it would also come back positive. And so, sure enough, I had my third biopsy, and it came back negative. And so that's wonderful to hear that, but you think, well, if the visual CAT scan indicated malignancy and the
Nate, hang tight for us, Nate. We're going to go into this break, and we're going to finish up with prostate cancer when we come out. This is a hot topic right now with men.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You have shots fired inside borderline.
The frantic radio calls began in Thousand Oaks, California, right before 11:30 on Wednesday night. The Borderline is a popular country western bar.
We were at the bar, you know, having fun, dancing, and then all of a sudden you hear like the bang bang of the gunshot.
I heard the shots.
And I just, everyone kind of just got down and started freaking out, running around.
The gunman, Ian Long, then turned the gun on himself. His neighbors say he was always angry.
He wouldn't come out of the house that much, and when I did see him drive by, I'd wave at him. He would not wave back.
The 28-year-old served in the Marines as a machine gunner. 12 people died in the mass shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Going in the break, talking with Nate. Nate's been dealing with prostate cancer. He's had several treatments done and actually several testing done, rather. And they found that he had prostate cancer. So, Nate, why don't you continue your story? You're saying they found nodules on the prostate. And
well, when the doctor called to give me the results of the biopsy, that was good news, except my question to him was, how can the PCA3 test, along with the visual CAT scan, say positive for cancer, and then the biopsy does not? And his answer was, well, when we did the PCA3, we were looking at fluid, and when we did the biopsy, we were looking at analyzing tissue. So I've got a two-pronged question with that, and one is, is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now. And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
Well, it's a real challenge because when you're dealing with cancer and you want to talk about the fluid and where is it going in the body and what's it doing, is it affecting the body? Is it affecting other cells and all that kind of stuff? That's a very tough one to answer. I mean, that's a tough one to answer because the question is, there's a big unknown there. I think what needs to happen with you right now, and the focus needs to be on, the question is, what can you do every single day to help the body regenerate and repair and create new good healthy cells? I think that's the question that needs to be answered, because that's the only thing that you can do right now to be proactive, because you can't change anything of where you've been for the last 30 years and where your body is right now.
I'm in pretty good health. I had a nuclear stress test, and it came back. Unless I got hit by a train, they would anticipate I'd live to 85 at least.
Right.
And my lungs are strong. I really don't have any blood-type problems. And I eat pretty good. I guess, you know, you've got some recommendations in terms of vitamins and diet and whatever, but you understand the questions I've asked, and they are kind of difficult for me to accept.
It is tough, but here's the deal. Let's look at what's going on. The good news is about prostate cancer, if you had to have good news, is that it's slow grow. Okay? So it's typically one that even though it can turn, you know, that's malignant, even though it's still, you like you said, you're young, you got your health, you still got good vitality. And the thing with prostate cancer is that even though, no matter what category it's in, there's still great success that the treatment that they're getting with right now, the physicians and the treatment is really, I mean, it's amazing with what they've seen. And so I don't want you to get discouraged with what you're going through. I know it's a tough diagnosis, and I realize that, but, you know, it's not over. I mean, life's not over, and you're, like I said, you still got your health, and you still got everything else in your body's working great. So you got a little area that is being affected. So now, what can you do? What are the goals? And is it hard to accept? Yeah, of course it is. I mean, life is happening, but you've got two options. You can, which I'm assuming just by talking to you, you're a fighter, and you don't really sit back and really just let life happen to you. You go make life happen, and that's a good attitude. It's a great place to be, because someone that's like that with that mindset is going to do very well in the face of a challenging diagnosis like you've had. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you to do, is what kind of things are you doing every single day to put the right kind of foods in your body? What kind of things are you doing every single day to make the right choices? And so here's the key. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the foods that you should eat, the foods that you should put inside your body and everything else. So you want to eat equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that. So by doing that on a regular basis, 3 meals a day, a couple snacks in between, fasting one day a week from a partial fast, which is dinner to dinner, and basically you'll eat dinner one night, doesn't matter when, 8, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever, and then you don't eat again until the next evening, but you can drink plenty of water, drink chicken stock, beef stock, organic, of course. That gives you plenty of the electrolytes and helps your body function well so you don't get tired and sluggish, and it helps the body release toxins. There's many things you can do to help support liver function as you're going through this, which is great overall for the body for detoxification, and there's great things to support the prostate itself. EasyAC is made in a tea and also a tincture form that's great for supporting the body. And then also you've got things like broccoli seed extract, vitamin B12 in the version of adenosyl cycobalamin. I mean, all of these things are so important and so great for your health. It supports the immune system and with everything you're going through. Avocado, eat one every single day. There's a component in it called beta-cysterol that is amazing for prostate health. So you're not stuck. Don't let anyone tell you that. I mean, you have a diagnosis? Yes. But can you keep living and live well? Yes. You have to make the right choices every single day. Well, sit back on your laurels and just wait for life to happen. And, you know, it's one of those things I know I heard you say, it's tough for me to accept. I know. I mean, I can understand what's racing through your mind. Where they go in, they do the biopsy. Is the fluid going through there? Is it spreading throughout my body? You can't think like that. The body's going to do what it's going to do. The reality is everybody gets cancer all the time throughout their life, meaning they form cancer cells. But obviously the body is strong enough at times where the immune system will go in, attack the cancer cells, kill them, and get rid of it. But then it comes to a place where, remember, it takes 10 years for cancer to form. For a tumor to form in the body that's detrimental enough to be seen, to be recognized, and to change function of an organ system takes 10 years. 1 billion cells have to accumulate of cancer cells for that to happen. That's a lot. So this didn't happen yesterday, and this didn't happen from 2 years ago. This has been building over 10 years. So you get to a place where you have to just realize that, and if you lifestyle your way into certain situations, not saying you lifestyle your way into cancer, I'm saying that lifestyle choices can play a role, but your genetics played a role too. Toxicity played a role too. It's part of the environment, and it plays a role. But the good news is if you can lifestyle and kind of live your way into a situation like you're doing right now, and you've been around toxins, you've got certain genetic factors, then you can lifestyle your way out in a sense of you can give your body a better way out, meaning you can have a higher quality of life, even though there may be cancer cells there. You can slow that process down. You can help the body regenerate. You can increase energy levels. You can help the immune system. You can have higher quality of days where you're not tired, where your body's fighting, where your body can function better. So that's when I tell you you're not stuck. You're not stuck. You can make your life better, and you can make a major difference with everything that you're going through by making the right choices. That's the greatest power in the palm of your hand. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Nikolai. Hi, Nikolai.
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia 4 years ago. Okay. And medications just make me lethargic. Are there any natural remedies to help treat schizophrenia?
What medication do they have you on right now?
I'm taking right now clonazepam 3 times a day, 1 milligram, okay. And Zephyrs, five milligrams of Zephyrs, one in the morning and one at night.
And it just has you just almost, you feel just real lethargic?
Yeah, I feel like just sleepy all the time.
Yeah. Well, do the doctors feel like they have things managed, in their opinion? Are they happy with everything? You're just not happy with it, right?
No, I'm not happy with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the thing. There's several things. Schizophrenia, it is a challenging diagnosis. I realize that. Now, the clonazepam is the one thing that's going to make you feel tired. It's going to make you, it's a benzodiazepine, by the way. And that's the one that's making you feel kind of drugged out and feel kind of tired all the time. So this is one of those deals where when you're talking to your physician and your psychiatrist that's working with you on the medications, it's a tough spot. Now, I will tell you there's a lot you can do because, remember, we're dealing with brain chemistry. There's a lot you can do to build up your brain chemistry. One thing with schizophrenia that found is that dopamine levels are very high. When dopamine gets high, excessively high, it can lead to schizophrenia. So by getting the dopamine levels down, some of the best things that you can do. So one thing that works real well, caffeine, which you can use in green tea. I wouldn't really use coffee, but the caffeine found in green tea is very beneficial for what's going on inside the body. It helps cut dopamine. It cuts it down. Getting those medications stabilized, getting you stabilized to a certain level, depending on where the schizophrenia was, is a challenge, but we're here for you. And I do want to encourage you that eating certain foods can help, supplements can help, but just make sure you talk to the doctor on it. I think it's a good way to go. Don't give up. Make sure that you find that balance so that you feel like you can live your life, not like a zombie, but by, like Nikolai. So you can kind of be who you are and not be stuck in the world of medicine sometimes that can just leave you in a pickle. So make sure to go talk with him. 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralact is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Whatever you're dealing with, remember this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's amazing. I'm also Facebook and Twitter. Jump in the social media world. Become a part of it. A lot going on. The American Diabetes Association, I'm a huge, huge fan of the organization. Just because diabetes has now really become an epidemic in our country. One out of three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed right now with type 2 diabetes. That's staggering, if you think about it. And so we have to do something. And the organization is doing incredible research, especially in the Nashville area at Vanderbilt. They're doing some incredible research for type 1. I mean, unbelievable research. It's just incredible. I know some of the people on the research team over there, and it's just incredible the things they're coming out with. Coming down the pipeline for diabetes, incredible stuff. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Bed bug bites.
Bed bug bites. Okay. Don't
big
let them.
Bed bug bites.
Right.
Well, they got me about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I still have the lingering effects. It doesn't itch anymore. It's not inflamed. It's just still red spots. And wondering if there's anything you can think of to help speed their disappearance.
You talk to anybody about it or no?
Saw the general practitioner about it. He'd given me some kind of bizarre antibiotic that the pharmacist warned me about taking calcium with.
And which one is it?
I can't remember. Doxycycline? I don't.
Doxycycline?
Could be. Could very well be.
Yeah, it's that strong. Okay. Well,
and I also had some kind of a steroidal cream to go on there, but still lingering.
Yeah, still lingering. All right. Here's the deal. Well, once you've had the bed bug bites, I mean, obviously, you can do the antibiotic, and if they're inflamed, it may help. May help. Another option, if you want to go completely natural, is you can look at ionic silver, astragalus, both of those together, and just follow the directions on the label. They work well. And then also, you can look at high levels of vitamin C, over 5,000 milligrams a day. But I'll tell you this, that for future, if you're worried about the bed bugs, a B-complex, actually, with any kind of bug, insect, anything, it puts off an odor from our skin and literally will repel any bugs. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, then the more coffee you drink, it elicits a response. The acid in the coffee combines within our skin and creates an odor that attracts bugs. So if you're a coffee drinker, and I mean, remember, a cup of coffee in the morning will still be sticking with you through the biochemistry of the body throughout the afternoon and evening. So if you're a coffee drinker, it can actually attract insects, bugs, all that sort of thing to your skin. So that's something you definitely want to be careful with, because bed bugs, I mean, again, it's it's a challenge, but it's definitely not comfortable, and I'm sure definitely not a lot of fun. But I'll get started on some of that. And let me know. You might want to consider the antibiotic just to go through it for the period of time that your physician talked to you about, because it probably can clear up a lot of the bites. I'm sure they're driving you crazy. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. Ian from Dallas, Texas, writes in an email, said, I've been struggling with hypothyroidism. And this is one I get all the time. So hypothyroidism, low thyroid function. He's saying, doctor, so what can I do? Should I take the medication? Well, it all depends. So if your doctor has diagnosed you with hypothyroidism, which is hypo means low thyroid function, if they've diagnosed you with that, that means the thyroid's not working as well as it needs to. Obviously, it's slow. And they probably put you on Synthroid or levothyroxine, one of those. And depending on how your body responds, remember, in those medications, there's nothing wrong with them. They're fine. But, you know, the key is, do you want to be on that medication forever? Is that what you really want? Well, you got to be careful with that. Because with levothyroxine, Synthroid, and that sort of thing, you short period of time, the Band-Aid is always okay. But what caused, here's the question. What caused the thyroid to break down in the first place? When you're looking at the thyroid gland, you have to step back and say, okay, why 10 years ago is my thyroid working great and it's not now? So there's a lot of ways you can increase thyroid function. Organic iodine is the number one trace mineral that our body needs for the thyroid gland. And it's real important if you don't get enough iodine, meaning if you don't eat much seafood and that sort of thing, then you do need to probably supplement with it, especially if you've already been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. It's pretty simple. You want to get some organic iodine from the store, from the health food store, and just follow recommended dosage. Men do not need more than 150 micrograms a day, and women don't need more than 450 micrograms a day. So those are a couple of things that you could look at. And when it comes to thyroid function, there's several things too. Tyrosine amino acid is really good. Coconut oil, believe it or not, works great. 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of coconut oil will increase thyroid function. Stay away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even salads. It's from the cabbage family. Be careful because those foods contain components in them that will naturally slow down the thyroid gland. You got to be careful with that. You want to make sure you go real easy. There's a lot you can do to support thyroid function, and that's what you need to focus on. Then, as time goes by, and they're doing the blood work every 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever they're doing with you, they'll start seeing the thyroid function increase, and then hopefully you can come down off the medication. And that's the one thing you want to be careful with. That's another hour in the charts. Life Faker producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, Cortland Pequay, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, remember, a man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis. The great physician has a prescription for you to live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.